You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Guys of Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Yes, welcome in to the OG version of Write That Down. Every single Wednesday here on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and the Score North YouTube channel, we put statistics next to our predictions like idiots and commit career suicide and show you how wrong we are on a regular basis. Also, another reminder, if you haven't already, and we appreciate like the 1,300 of you in the first few days that have clicked subscribe. We have a third YouTube channel now. So we've got Purple Daily. We've got the Score North YouTube channel. And we now have the Score North Twin Show YouTube channel as well. And we announced earlier this week that Trevor Plouffe is going to join us as a regular guest every Tuesday for Trevor Tuesdays on the Score North Twin Show, which you can find on Apple and Spotify and also now on the Score North Twin Show YouTube channel. So we're super pumped. We've got that rocking. We have another couple announcements to make too, but we're full steam ahead with the Twin season in addition to Purple Daily, Flagrant Howls, Judd Talkie Show, boys. So we're rocking in here.
It's an awesome time of year too. I love this time of year.
March is good.
Just constant action.
Just a barrage of all four sports giving you something to talk about. So here's how Write That Down works. It's three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. Those are the parameters. We keep track of batting averages and home runs here. And if you want to participate as a guest listener predictor, like our guy Mark is about to, you can send a message through the Score North app to Declan, and we'll get you scheduled for sometime here in the coming weeks. So without further ado, gentlemen, before we make our predictions, let's hold each other accountable. Judd, step on up. We'll start with the bad. You said, well, you said they'd trade the Gus bus before Friday's NHL trade deadline. And it was wishful thinking on your part.
Yep, especially since it appears that Marc-Andre Fleury is now the number one goaltender.
How about him, man? What's he, what is he, 39?
Yeah, 39.
39? Mm-hmm.
Fleury's great, man. He can stay as long as he wants.
Agreed.
Is this his last year?
I think he's having second. I think it was going to be, and I think he's having second thoughts because it's so much fun. And he's still playing for what he's supposed to do. He's still playing pretty well.
Yeah. But well isn't it the Judd plan to go out on top and not prolong things and make things more difficult?
It is. But in his role, and I think because Volstead is going to be the top goaltender next year, and he's going to be the backup then, I could see him coming back. Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be best to walk, but he's so much fun to cover. I'm waiving my rule for him because he's fun to cover. But if he leaves here, then he should retire.
What, Kyle Rudolph wasn't fun to cover?
The greatest piece of all time.
You think Peyton Manning wasn't fun to cover in Denver that last year?
I'm sure if I was in Denver, I'd feel differently. But he was broken down. It was sad. I mean, he got benched for Brock Osweiler.
And then he came back and...
He got benched for Brock Osweiler.
You said the Lynx would have a top three pick in this year's WNBA draft. Would have been nice to have the number one pick.
This is one of the great whiffs of all time. They've whiffed twice now. When they didn't get high enough to grab Waylon and this one on Caitlin Clark, I think are just two huge whiffs.
Yeah. Maybe next year for Paige, if they can swing it. And then on the positive side, you did say Kirk Cousins will never win another playoff game with the Vikings. This comes off the board once he signs with his next team. It's not part of a parlay like the one that we dissected on Purple Daily. So you are correct.
I'd like to apologize for this. It was overly negative. This is now the Falcons quarterback. I'm sure he'll do great there. Best of luck to Kirk. This was the old Judd. That's a lashing out prediction. And I'm going to hold myself accountable for that negativity.
Okay. Well, better hear some positive predictions here today then. Yeah, okay. I had four things come off the board. Pretty good week for old Macadac here. We'll start with the bad. I said the Wolves would beat the Lakers and the Clippers by this week's Write That Down. The Lakers game went sideways, but the Clippers game started sideways, and then the Wolves wind up running away on TNT last night. Anthony Edwards taking that game over.
22.
That was one of the most fun games of the year, man. That was – it looked like they were just going to get embarrassed, and they went on that, like, 22-6 run at the end of the first half and then never looked back. So, by the way, tomorrow, Kyle Tighe and Jim Peterson on Flagrant Howls. Jim Pete was not on the broadcast last night because they were not doing a local broadcast, but he's got plenty of takes. I said the Vikings would have agreed to terms with Christian Wilkins by the end of March. They tried, but he goes to the Raiders. And then two correct predictions. I said sometime before March 20th, the Vikings will sign a veteran quarterback, minimum of 30 career starts.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold. And I told you guys that Russell Wilson would be a Steeler by week one of the 2024 season. I made that prediction back in January.
Not so fast, so, my friend.
Yeah, I think you're just a bit premature here.
This needs to stay on the board.
I think this needs to stay on the board as well.
Why?
Because given Russ's nature, they could just say goodbye before the season starts.
Why does that matter? Read the prediction.
Russell Wilson will be a Steeler by week one of the...
He's saying
by week one. He is a Steeler right now.
He gave him a leeway. He's saying
okay.
It's
so you're
correct.
Just saying. So you're not saying. So if he's not on the roster on week one, you're saying that this.
I'm saying he will be a Steeler by week one, which means anytime by week one, before week one.
Yeah, I see what you're. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
We need to go to Lawyer Chase for the grand.
Well, I just think that if you had said Russell Wilson will sign with the Steelers, then it's undebatable. It's not debatable. But you said by week one, so I was literally thinking week one, and Russ could get.
I think if I know what you guys are saying, but if I would have said Russell Wilson will be a Steeler week one or on week one or in week one,
will be the week one starter
or the week one starter. I'm just saying he'll be a Steeler by, and to me, by means. Anytime leading up to week one of the regular season. Hey, if you want to take it to Lawyer Chase, I left journalism school after one semester to go do PR and advertising.
There's I mean, this is just an interpretative thing. Yeah, it's fine. All right.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay. A little comment section can weigh in. Okay.
I don't love it, but okay.
Listeners, what do you mean don't love it?
I just said I don't love it.
We have to get rid of the word buy. Maybe we need to just get rid of it and replace it with something else for all these. Okay, listeners, we'll start with the bad. Tim said Gopher men's basketball will be a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament. They were a top four seed when he made this prediction. They are the 9 seed now. Brandon said the Vikings will re-sign Cousins and draft a quarterback in the first round. Nope. Dustin said Kirk Cousins' next contract in free agency will be an average annual value of $25 million or less.
Dustin's heart
almost doubled it.
Dustin's heart was in the right place. Like Dustin's heart was in the right place. but his pocketbook was all wrong.
And then Stewart said Baker Mayfield would sign a contract of 3 or more years. And he did. Old Bakes. Nice job. The Dexter had one prediction come off the board. It was a correct one. You said the Wild would trade at least 2 players on their active roster by Friday's trade deadline. I think it was 3. They wound up trading.
It was 3.
Patty Maroon went too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
with that, we're like a month into the new season here with the Super Bowl marking the end and the beginning of a new season. Declan off to a good start with a 500 batting average. I'm at 286. Listeners, 286. Judd, 200. I have the only home run. And for career stats, going back to 2018, Declan has a 362 batting average, which leads everyone. Judd, 327. I'm at 272. Listeners, 262. Judd with 309 career hits. Listeners with 55 career home runs lead the pack in that category. So let's get Mark in here. He's our guest listener predictor on Write That Down today. This is look at this. We've got Mark with his NWO shirt and Declan with his D-Generation X shirt. You guys did not plan this late 90s clash of wrestling factions, did you? Oh, Mark,
you're muted on your side. You just got to unmute yourself.
Sorry about that. Just very serendipitous late 90s wrestling fair.
So were you, Mark, then more of a WCW guy than a WWF Attitude Era guy, or were you dipping your toes in both?
You know, WCW is what got me back in. I was a freshman in college at the time, and nothing like 4, 5, 6, 20-year-old guys watching Hulk Hogan turn bad. I mean, we'd go to parties wearing NWO t-shirts, you know, 25 years ago. And it was popular, you know, they weren't doing the D3 thing and stuff. So, and then as WCW declined, D-Generation X was something that grabbed us. And I'll watch the pay-per-views now, but kind of suspend belief that it's real anymore. And it's good drama.
It is. It's heat. Now, it was. You're right though. Like there was a time in the mid late 90s where, and I was in like late middle school, early high school when it was really popping, like 98, 99. Where it was like you're going in the hallway and like you're doing like the suck it motion to people in the hallway and doing the too sweet NWO, and it was socially acceptable.
Yeah,
to a degree.
Considering your age too, I mean that junior high level, I would have gotten myself in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, by that time, you're walking through a bar doing too sweet, doing the cross chop. It was surreal times.
So we got our clash of wrestling factions here. Mark, real quick before we make predictions, when did you become a Minnesota sports fan then? What were some of your early memories?
You know, it was all 1987. My first baseball game was game one of the 87 World Series. Originally from Bismarck, North Dakota. And God bless I had an uncle who he had yet to have kids yet. And he had 4 tickets. And you know, my folks, as a family, we came out to Minnesota. I got to see game one, and there was more people in the Metrodome than there was probably in the entire city I grew up in, and it was just shocking. You know, it just amazing. It's all a blur. Like, I watched – we were in the left field where Gladden hit the home run, the grand slam, and eerily close to where we were sitting, but it's all just a blur. You know, I'll watch a replay of the game on YouTube, and it's all – you know, I don't remember a thing except the noise and the loud and everything. So 87 World Series was kind of the start. And then that same year, the Vikings had a playoff game against the Saints. It was a wild card game. I believe it was in New Orleans, and the Saints were, you know, a higher seed. But Wade Wilson threw a Hail Mary right before halftime to Hassan Jones. And it was actually, maybe Judd might remember this too, but there was a penalty. It was a defensive penalty on the Saints that set up the Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably like 55-yard, whatever the case may be. But then, you know, so of course the Vikings blow out the Saints that game. The next game they play the 49ers, and Anthony Carter has the game.
AC, man.
And, what?
I AC, said AC. Yeah. Ring of Honor. Put him in, Vikings.
Correct.
He deserves to be in the ring. He was unbelievable.
Well, that game alone is iconic. I mean, when you look at those kind of numbers that he put up between punt returns and receiving and. And then I was hooked. I thought every year the Vikings would go to the NFC Championship game. You know, the Redskins game really didn't even hurt that bad. Like, I was young. I was 10 years old. But it didn't matter. I'm like, oh, well, I got another 40, 50 years of Super Bowls coming my way.
Youth, man. It's great. Delusional youth.
Yep. Well, you know, and the thing is, I was born a week after the last Viking Super Bowl appearance.
Okay.
So I have yet to be alive while the Vikings have played in a Super Bowl.
Gosh, man, you are. Gosh, so you're like D-Generation X marks the spot here for, you're like ground zero of the new Vikings fan at the time that has gone now 40 plus years with just torment.
You know, we talk about 98 too. And I mean, that was right my wheelhouse being 21, 22. And we made a road trip from Grand Forks up for the Jacksonville Sunday night game. I think the Vikings beat Jacksonville 51-10.
50 points.
Yeah. They had the Will Smith Miami song, the cover for the, we're going to Miami for the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, how optimistic and how positive we were as a group, me and my friends, that it's like, this is it. The Super Bowl goes through 494. You know, it's happening. And,
I love it.
Yeah. So it makes a great story, you know, and when we do, when it does happen, it's going to be.
Are any of us going to be here? That's the question.
I maintain hope that it will happen. It happened for Cubs fans. Now, like, it was like 100 years of people that died and didn't.
I was
going to
say
it,
but, sons and daughters went to their headstones and sat there with the radio by it. But I mean, you know, I don't have kids. I don't have a ton of time here. Let's get.
You know what's
done.
Funny? My dad's family, and my dad grew up a Cubs fan in Chicago, and my dad was born in 1942. So he grew up watching like Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and Fergie Jenkins and all that. His dad was born in 1908, December. So his dad was born 2 months after the Cubs won their first World Series. So his dad never saw it. My dad, I called my dad after the final out of the 2016 World Series. He's living in Arizona. I'm like, Dad, I woke him up. He's like, Dad, are you watching? He's like, I fell asleep. I'm like, what? What?
It's
like
a hundred
years of Mackey's.
You don't have to be dead. If you're old, you might fall asleep during the Super Bowl because it goes so late now.
It's anyway. Like, he goes, I don't know why these damn baseball games start so late. Like, that's the World Series. It's game 7.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Anyways, let's go to Mark for his first prediction here. Mark, start us off.
All right. Well, I was watching the Wolves game last night, and that second quarter into the second half was just electric. And as I was writing down my ideas for what I'd write down, I was kind of concerned that Anthony Edwards was going to go really off last night. But I'll say this: between now and the final Timberwolves game of the season, Anthony Edwards will go for a 50 burger. He'll score 50 in a game sometime between now or in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, Mark. Mark just kind of won up. I had a 40 burger playoff prediction, but I can't bring that noise in after Mark just went 50 burger in playoffs.
Swatted. It's getting swatted by Gobert.
They do have Washington and Chicago and Houston, and they got some weak defenses. And without Cat, I think the moment is going to, Edwards can get caught up in the spotlight sometimes. And when he's on, he's on. He's unstoppable. So I think we might see that statement game sometime in the next 3 weeks that show that it's team on his shoulders.
All right. Judley, what's your first one?
I love that one. All right, so this is actually goes back to our twin show. Dex and I talked about this as far as one player who Declan has been impressed by. So write this down. Jose Miranda will hit 10 or more home runs for the Twins this season.
Oh.
He's sort of been forgotten about. Like, he had a lost season because he was hurt. He can hit. He can play first base. He can DH. Guys are going to get hurt. Remember, the first base situation right now is Kirilov, who's hurt a lot, and Carlos Santana, who, as I told Declan, is my age. So I'm not convinced that Miranda is not going to get a chance to play. And I think if he plays with his shoulder now intact and in good shape, he's going to hit. So he will hit 10 or more home runs for the Twins this season. I think he makes an impact.
Okay. All right, Declan.
All right, first one for me. I have made a variation of this prediction, I think, three times in 2024 alone, and it has not come true. We are going to try it again. Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery will sign by next week's Write That Down.
You keep going.
We're at some point, it's like the season's going to start. Those guys should probably find a roster of some kind.
Yeah,
right?
I think now it's like, okay, I wouldn't say they're going to take anything, you know, not going to take chump change, but especially with injuries to current stars. And I know Dylan Cease's name is out there, and he might be on the move here from the White Sox. But if the Yankees are going to be without Gerrit Cole, they're definitely going to be in the mix for one of these two guys. But finally, let's get these dudes signed. So Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, they will sign by next week. By next week's Write That Down.
I'm here in New York City for the Barrett Sports Media Summit this week. And last night I was talking to someone from the Tampa Bay Rays flagship station, John Mamola. And we were talking, I said, hey, tell me about Manny Margot. He goes, you guys are going to love him. Great clubhouse guy. He can play outfield, whatever. Is Blake, like, should the Twins be after Blake Snell? He goes, the Rays are now hoping that Blake Snell just kind of crawls back on like a 1-year deal. That's what people think. He might just go and do like a 1-year, $20 million thing somewhere and rebuild some value. And if that's the case and you're Joe Pollad, dude, make it happen. If we're talking like a 1-year Carlos Correa, use me type situation, make it happen.
If you're not doing it right now, you clearly aren't going to, though, which is really disappointing. It's too bad. It sucks.
I guess. Okay, write this down. Since Mark won up to I was going to say Anthony Edwards is going to drop 40 in a playoff game the first round, but he went 50. So I'm going to say, so I have to mold this. I think we're going to get an Anthony Edwards signature playoff moment this year. And I'm trying to figure out, because he had the blocked shot. So I'm going to say this. Anthony Edwards will have the go-ahead bucket. I'll just go offensively. He'll have the go-ahead bucket or free throw in the final 24 seconds. So like shot, like under the shot clock mark in the final 24 seconds of a playoff game this year. The go-ahead bucket that
puts them up for good.
Puts them up for good. Yes.
Yep.
So they can't then like lose the game.
Correct.
And I guess then they can't. So let's say he hits a bucket with 20 seconds, then the other team comes back and takes the lead. It has to be the one that keeps them ahead.
Yep. I got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I should have probably said like final minute, but we'll say final 24 seconds. I'm totally going to get screwed on this, but whatever.
That's okay. It's fine.
Okay, back to Mark for your second prediction.
Right on. This has to do with WrestleMania, since me and Dex are both wearing the wrestling shirts. But with it being in Philadelphia, there will be I think this would be a home run, but there will be both Kelce brothers will be part of the festivities.
Yeah.
At some point, some way, whether ringside or something like that, or I don't really, you know, my thought is it's probably something where they maybe even have a role, but they will be shown by camera somehow at the very least during WrestleMania.
Jason will have a role, I bet.
Yeah, I had a prediction. I believe that it's that Jason gets in the ring and does something. Body slam some punk.
Does Kylie get in the ring and slam somebody?
Could.
She gets involved, man. She's great.
It'd be funny if they both got involved. It was like a mixed. They wouldn't do like a match, but if they got in against a male wrestler, it could be Judgment Day, dude. But they're not going to have Rhea out there getting clowned by it. But I could like Dominic Mysterio getting clowned by Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
All right, Judd, what's your second prediction?
All right. So we heard the news yesterday. Karl Anthony Towns underwent successful surgery to repair his meniscus. But you can write this down. Karl Anthony Towns won't play in game one of the playoffs. He won't play in game one. I think this is going to take some time. And in fact, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is very important. But in talking about Ant, I think Ant is going to be just fine. And I don't think that you're going to rush a guy back from meniscus surgery. So while I certainly do think he'll play in the playoffs, Won't be surprised if it's not game one. So he will not play in game in the first Timberwolves playoff game.
All right. Yep. And it'll be interesting to see because they looked great once they kind of, you know, got their legs underneath them. They looked great for three quarter. They can still be really good without him. It's just a
how's
different
Gobert?
Style.
Do we know?
Not 100%. But this will be actually a great stretch because they don't play again until Saturday.
Right.
And they play back-to-back in Utah. So it's weird because it's a six-game road trip, but they really only travel like three stops because mm-hmm. it was two games in L.A. Now they're going to be, I think, in L.A. for two more days till they travel to Utah. Then they'll be in Utah for like 3 or 4 days. So, and I mean, he might even still have a home there for all we know. So it's not the most true. Like grueling travel week, and he can kind of kick his legs up. So, all right, Dex.
I have a Wolves prediction too, but I'm going to wait to get it on the board here for a second. Split squad action for the Twins today. So two games going on. And he has had a horrible spring, or not horrible spring, an unproductive spring training statistic a start in Matt Wallner. So write this down. Matt Wallner will hit two home runs between now and next week's Write That Down.
Okay.
He'll park a couple baseballs. That's finally get his right? swing right a little bit. He'll hit at least two home runs by next week's Write That Down in spring training play.
Okay, write this down. I'm going to swing big here. Swing for the fences. I'm going to give you the exact order of the top six drafted quarterbacks. I'm not going to give you the teams or the slots, but this is the order in which the first six quarterbacks will come off the board. Make sense?
Yep.
So the first quarterback off the board will be Caleb Williams. The second quarterback off the board will be Jaden Daniels. The third quarterback off the board, Drake May. J.J. McCarthy will be fourth. Michael Penix, fifth. Bo Nix will be sixth. Off the record, I could see all six going in the first 13 picks. I could see it. It's off the record. But I think there could be some desperation, teams climbing.
You could add that in if you want.
I might later. There's still plenty of time. We'll see. But that's it. Caleb,
all right.
Jaden, okay. Drake May, McCarthy, Penix, and Nix. Okay, back to Mark for your third and final prediction.
All right. Baseball, I'll write this down. Royce Lewis will have 20 or more home runs by July 1st.
Oh, dude.
That's it. That's MVP stuff right there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to parlay it. Like, I think that would probably be a home run, but I think he's just going to, like, just be on fire. And with his engaging person, again, the injury thing, but the way he was on MLB Network the other day, he's just an easy guy to like. He's a good kid. He loves baseball. He's just bubbly, and I think the media will attach themselves to that. And if he's healthy, his numbers from last year, was it 14 home runs, 43 RBI. He has a scent for the moment. You know, like he performs big with the grand slams and stuff like that. I think he can get on a roll and knock out 10 home runs in 7 games or something along those lines too.
Yeah. I love it, man. Absolutely. Yeah, that would be MVP stuff 100%. So, yeah, Mark, since you've got this life-changing platform right now, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you to this peak moment?
You know, too quick. My parents, like I said, we centered summer vacations around me coming to watch baseball games at the Metrodome, you know, and just kind of, they, you know, they, no one in my family is really super big on sports, but they didn't really knock that down. So, my brothers and sister and my mom and dad, I mean, gosh, they sat through a lot of sporting events that only because me, that I wanted to go. And so I appreciate that the older I get. And then of course my uncle for getting me turned on to it. And really, like, you know, it's one of those things, like I said, it's a great story. I don't know what I'd do if I was a fan of the Patriots. You know, I don't know. It's kind of like a Cubs fan and the identity of the Vikings, like before we die and you know, every year, I just, you know, it's a exercise in faith and conviction about being a Vikings fan, and only the strong survive. And then along with that, it's my really close friend Aaron's birthday today, so happy birthday, Aaron! And by the way, you guys do a great job. The whole interaction and it's daily watching for me. It feels like we're part of the group, kind of thing, as a listener, and I think that's a big difference from what other sports media in the Metro have. And it's good. It's just a bunch of guys BSing about sports. Nobody's smarter than the other guy, and nobody knows more than the other. And I love that. It makes it very engaging to watch.
Thank you, man. And you guys are part of it, just so you know. Like it feels like it because you are a part of the show, and we appreciate that, man. We'll get you on again sometime, Mark.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks, dude. All right. Judd, what's your third and final prediction? Or Dex, go ahead.
There is after we get done recording, Kirk Cousins released a video of thanking his time in Minnesota. He released a 90-second selfie video of him parked in front of his phone giving his thanks
to
all the Minnesotans.
Better take on the paper, that son of a buck.
Does that count? So, yeah, Judd said ad in the paper. What did
that could still happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? Sunday paper. I mean, come on. You gotta.
I said thank you. He would sign elsewhere. Oh, and thank people in writing, but wouldn't name Kwesi. So is he not gonna write? He's gonna do the selfie.
Well, he could do a newspaper thing. He could do a player's. Now, is the Players Tribune still functioning with that stuff? I haven't. Seen
I think so. I don't know what their business model is, but like, yeah, I think so.
They're still functioning.
But he could do a Players Tribune thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway,
excited to watch that. See if he thanks us for all the coverage.
I'm champing at the bit. All right. Here's my final write that down. Marat Khustadinov, the newest member of the Wild, who I believe is going to debut tomorrow night against the Anaheim Ducks, will score his first goal in the three games between now and next week's write that down. So starting tomorrow, the Wild's got three games, until they play again next Wednesday night. So Marat will score his first NHL goal in the three games between now and next week's Write That Down.
I just want to see how remotely close I came to spelling Khustadinov. So Marat.
I've got it phonetically written out.
It's what is it? It's D-E-S-C-A-L-F.
So actually, I did decent. I did decent. Not great, but decent. Better than I thought I would do.
I was going to say.
Khustadinov.
It's Mintkic.
It's
Pierzyn.
It's Mickeymouse.
Pretty good.
Mouse for you. Thank you very much. All right.
All right, Declan, final prediction.
All right, last one, the Wolves one, I promised. So the Wolves have 8 games left in March. They have 8 games left. They will win exactly 6.
That'd be pretty good.
They will win exactly 6. They got softies, but then they got Denver twice, I believe. They have Golden State is on there. So not a, and obviously exact predictions like this are always home runs, but this would be a very damn good stretch to go 6-2 over the last 8 against all those teams. So they will win exactly 6 games for the games remaining in the month of March. Write it down.
Love it. Love it. And then I'll make a Wolves prediction. All these doom and gloomers out there. Oh, the Wolves. They lost Cat. They fell out of first place. Now they're going to tumble. They're going to tumble into the play-in. They're going to tumble out of the Western Conference playoff bracket. The Wolves, write this down, will be in sole possession of first place in the Western Conference again this regular season. Now, they're only a half game back, but they're back of 2 teams, right? Nuggets and Thunder. And those teams have some pretty easy opponents on their schedule.
Did the Thunder lose to the Pistons last night? Did I see that right?
Did they? I did not see. That's hilarious if that happened.
I think the Pistons beat them. What the hell is that? What a crazy
see,
league.
So crazy league. The Wolves will be in, like, in the morning, you know, once all the games are played. It has to be the completion of the night's games. The Wolves will be in first place, sole possession of first place in the West again this regular season. Write it down. So, all right, boys. Good session here. We gotta say goodbye so we can go watch this Kirk Cousins. I'm assuming he thanked Purple Daily for at least 30 seconds of the 90.
It was the Pacers. Okay, that's much better. They lost. Oh. The Thunder lost to the Pacers. Much better. I thought I saw Pistons.
It's a good Pacers team, that Pacers team.
Yeah.
All right, that's a wrap. Write that down every Wednesday on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and on Purple Daily, the only show dumb enough in the entire country to put statistics next to our predictions.